Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
While your Eagles have the day off from the NovaCare Complex, they will get back to tomorrow to get ready for their Monday night showdown against the Giants, the first of their final four regular season games. Huge, huge regular season games for this Philadelphia Eagles team that is trying to work their way into a postseason berth. Got the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, with me right now, who watched every second of last night's Monday night football game between the Seahawks and Minnesota Vikings. Seattle ended up winning 37-30 to improve to 10-2. Minnesota drops to 8-4. But Merrill, you noticed something last night about coming up clutch in big games, and Russell Wilson was able to do that.
Yeah, he was. That is such a big part of his game, the way he pulls games out of the fire. Now, he takes chances. Now, you watch a Tom Brady throughout his career where he gets rid of the ball. It's pitch, catch, pitch, catch, pitch, catch. But with a guy like Russell Wilson, he rolls around. There was one point late in the game where he lost 14 yards. He does take chances, but he comes up with big plays time and time again. And then you watch Kirk Cousins, who has had a checkered career. And at times against the Eagles in Minnesota, he was absolutely brilliant. And there were moments when he was absolutely brilliant last night. But when they needed him to move that team at the very end of the game, he couldn't do it. And it's a matter of coming up and finding a way to, the old cliche, snatch victory out of the jaws of defeat. This is something the Eagles have to do right now. Coaches put seasons into four quarters. The first four games, second four games, third four games, and this is the true stretch. And in the last couple of seasons, Doug Peterson has been able to get this game, this team, to perform at its highest level in that going down the stretch area.
Okay, Merrill, then I'll follow up with this then, and they have, you're right, but I'll follow up with this. You talk about Russell Wilson and his clutchness and his ability to take that game over and find a way to win. Does Carson Wentz in year four have that clutch gene that he'll be able to lead the Eagles to victory over the next four games?
I think he has. I really think Carson Wentz has that in him, that he has the ability to do big things. You know, we talk, one of the great things we talk about when we look at Aaron Rodgers, the great Aaron Rodgers, we have all seen him throw that great Hail Mary pass, gets it all the way into the end zone on the last play of the game. We've seen him win games on Hail Marys. I thought the other day in Miami on the last play of the game, Carson Wentz threw that ball over 60 yards in the air. It was the perfect Hail Mary pass. Now, I'm not blaming an Eagle for not catching the football because it's anybody's ball at that point. That's what you have to do. Just give somebody a chance. He did that. He did that. He put that ball up in the air. If you watch the replay, there is a second where you thought that Alshon Jeffrey was going to come up and, despite everything that happened before that, win the game in the most dramatic fashion. So I'm not blaming him because it's a very iffy, low percentage play. But Carson Wentz put that ball where he had to put it. And I think as he grows as a quarterback, remember, this is only his fourth year. As he grows as a quarterback, he's going to make more and more clutch plays to win games.
It was an impressive throw. I was impressed by the throw, and it definitely did have a chance to be caught by an Eagle because it was batted around, just very similar to the way it was batted around in the Super Bowl and ended up in the Eagles' favor when they were on defense defending Tom Brady. It was a great throw, and if somebody on the Eagles catches it, there was no flags on the play, they win the game. So, you know, and then who knows what we're talking about today compared to what we were talking about yesterday. And yesterday, Merrill, as you know, in press conferences, every word is analyzed. In interviews, every word is analyzed and scrutinized. And yesterday, Doug,
too much.
Yeah, you're right. In some cases, too much. But yesterday, Doug Peterson said something that really caught a lot of people's attention. And then Doug clarified as the day went on. He said in the morning on WIP that the Dolphins played harder than the Eagles and they wanted it more than the Eagles. Now, he eventually clarified to say that he was talking about coming up big on specific plays, making plays, not the overall game. It wasn't an effort or energy thing. Brandon Graham last night on the radio said something similar to what Doug originally said about how the Dolphins wanted it more. So, you know, a lot of people say a lot of things. A lot of things are analyzed, and that's what gets us through the week before leading up to the game. So whether or not the Eagles wanted it more than the Dolphins, I will say this, in terms of being in position to make a play. Clearly the Dolphins were in position, and they made the play better than the Eagles made the play. That's why they won the game. Do the Eagles
have... Yeah, and that's what Doug is talking about. He's talking about the jump. He's talking about the jump balls where you see a Devontae Parker go up over Ronald Darby and make that big catch. That's what got them going. They were on their heels, and all of a sudden they started coming up with chunk plays, the deep passes, and they leaped a little higher. He's about 3 inches taller to begin with. So that's what you talk about when you say that. Listen, I have done games over the years where I have said on the air, this team looks flat today. They are lifeless. I did not see that in this game. The Eagles played hard. They just didn't make enough big plays. And the Dolphins played their game of the season. They did. But you can put that behind you. One other thing I have to tell you, Dave. Some people are under the impression, because Doug is such a nice, mild-mannered guy at the press conferences. He smiles. He wishes the guys happy holidays at appropriate times. And Doug is a great guy. He's the kind of guy you would like as a friend, as a next-door neighbor. But don't mistake that for Doug Peterson, the head coach, who can peel the paint off the locker room walls when he has to. He is a very authoritative, very tough head coach. So don't think because he's friendly with the media and he is sincerely a great guy that he isn't capable of being tough when he has to be. He is every inch the ideal head coach.
I believe that, Merle. I really do. What we see in the media, what we see at the podium is different than what the players see behind the scenes. I do believe that there is a different perception that from what is seen in public and what is not seen in public. But I will ask you this then as a follow-up, because the Dolphins, you're talking about those jump balls, and Parker made those jump balls over shorter defenders. Do the Eagles, and specifically on offense around Carson Wentz, do the Eagles have enough talent right now to win the division? And really, do they have enough talent overall going forward for the years to come?
That is a question that has to be answered over these last 4 weeks. If you look back at this team when they were playing their best football, they had what I was starting to call thunder and lightning in the backfield with Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders. That was ideal. At the beginning of the season, you also had Corey Clement coming in. And for a while, you had a healthy Darren Sproles. They have lost pieces along the way. The way this team was designed, put together, we had visions of DeSean Jackson running 70 yards downfield, tracking balls into his hands. That's no longer the case. This is not the team that entered the season. But do they have enough talent to beat the Giants? Yes. Do they have enough talent to go to Washington and win? Yes. And then it comes down to December 22nd at the link against the Dallas Cowboys. And that's where we will find out what the 2019 Eagles are all about.
We will. And you know, Merrill, things are tough right now with the Eagles and in Philadelphia regarding this team. But you know what? It could be worse. They could be out of a playoff hunt right now. They could be in a division where there's a team that is really good. And you know, the last four games could have very little meaning in terms of standings. But they're in a division that is mediocre, and for that, you know, they have played well enough to be able to have these last four games mean something. And I think that's
you're absolutely right, Dave. And that's what I noticed last night. Of course, you're always trying to promote your next telecast. But in promoting the telecast for next week, they kept saying Eagles are still very much in this race, and all the networks enlisting the playoff picture as it stands right now with a division record, they put the Eagles in the category of still in the hunt. And that is the thing. With four games to go in the season, they are still in the hunt. You know, over the lean years in my career with the Eagles, where the teams were stumbling and bumbling and not getting anywhere near the playoffs, we used to yearn to one day have a meaningful game in December. Well, the Eagles have some meaningful games in December, that is for sure. And it starts again. Well, you could say the Dolphins game was meaningful. mathematically, it wasn't anywhere near as meaningful as these next four games are, and hopefully every one of them carries that kind of meaning.
Yep, you got to win your games in your division if you want to play football into January. Well, Merrill, thank you for the time as always. The Eagles are off today. They're back at the NovaCare Complex tomorrow, and the coordinators are going to talk tomorrow. But even though the Birds are off today, we will still find something to talk about tomorrow morning. So I appreciate the time, and we'll chat again tomorrow.
Thank you, Dave.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.